Dreamscape presents Teen Killers Club by Lily Sparks, narrated by Jesse Valinsky.
Chapter 1. The Girl from Hell. Prison is a lot like high school. The same institutional beige hallways, the same long hours of sitting in forced silence, and the same rigid social pyramid of cliques upon which your life depends. In both prison and high school, I've been a total loner. Boarding the prison bus this morning feels uncannily like getting on my school bus almost 2 years before. There's the same sudden silence from the girls already cuffed in, and their eyes follow me in the same sidelong glances as I shuffle down the aisle to the same place I sat on my old route, the way, way back. Of course, we're all in orange and beige jumpsuits, but you wear uniforms in high school, too. I wore black jeans with the same thrift store leather jacket every day back then, layered my neck with thin black chokers and cheap silver chains, circled my eyes all the way around with black lines like they were keywords in a poem, and kept my hair a violent blue. It's now faded to the color of old jeans, with my roots grown out almost to my eyebrows. What's missing is the laughter. Starting freshman year, whenever I'd passed by a knot of people, there would be a sickening three count of mounting tension, and then the snickers would burst out behind me. Even Rose, when she was with her other friends, would laugh. Now no one laughs. They're too scared. It turns out being feared is lonelier than being ignored. It's ironic, all the effort I spent trying to look scary in high school, when now I'd give anything to sit across from someone whose skin didn't crawl at the sight of me, signaled Deer, the girl from hell.
Assistance up front. We need an escort.
The driver calls to Officer Heather, who's clipping my handcuffs to the latch on my seatbelt. She swears softly under her breath and cinches my restraints with a final tug before turning down the aisle. Correctional officers are, by the way, worse than even the worst high school teacher. Imagine the bossiest, pettiest kid in your class being put in charge for a day. That's a correctional officer. Or at least, that's how they are at Bellwood, Oregon State Juvenile Penitentiary, the beige and concrete labyrinth I finally got out from under this morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?